I'm going to comment, the pages got stuck here. Today is Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah. So I'm going to comment on the gospel you didn't hear, because it's a long gospel. We need it for the sequence, you see. This is chapter 8 of John, where once again we have a record of conflict. And as you can start to see, the conflict is getting like very ferocious. It can only end in death. And this is John portraying this resistance of darkness to light. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him. Actually, the wording of the text says who had believed in him. Not so much implying that they didn't now, but it's a thing they had done already, and now they're... And so, now Jesus says to them and to us, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It all hinges on his word. It is true that, if we learn anything, it gives us a little more freedom than we had before. But that's not what our Lord's talking about. If you remain in my word, you will be my disciples and you will know the truth. So what does it mean to remain in his word? It's a very intense activity. It's remain, yes. But remain, very often, most often in John, doesn't mean just an inert presence. It means a very interior, intense activity by which we yield ourselves and abide, stay in his word. We'll see this word come up again. You see, the word of Jesus is the word of the word. When we speak, unless we're just, I don't know what, joking or something, it's the person who speaks. And the person is engaged in what they say. This is why a lie is such a terrible thing. So Jesus speaks his word. That's himself engaged. And if we remain in that word, that expression of who he is, which is the revelation of the Father, that's who he is. You will know the truth. Why? Because in John, the truth is the, to use a big word, the eschatological revelation of the Father. That's what it is. That's why Jesus says, I am the truth. It's this definitive, in this world, revelation of the Father. I, Jesus, he says, am this definitive revelation of the Father. That's the truth. And if you know this truth, if you abide in my word as I express it, if you abide there, you will know the Father. You will know this end time, another big word, revelation of the Father. And that will set you free. There'll be no more fear, no more darkness. Because in the depth of your being, you will hear my word, which is myself, revealing the Father. And of course they take exception to this. We're already free. And this is where you start to see the depth of our blindness and the tenacity of our resistance. We're made to know the Father, and yet we stay away from it until the Lord begins to win us over. You see? And that's what our Lord means by remain in my word. As I say, this is a very intense and interior activity initiated and sustained by the Holy Spirit to abide in this word. It's not inert. It's a very, very intense activity. And if you abide in this word, I am, as a person, I am the revelation of the Father. And my word is the word which reveals who I am. And that, therefore, he who sees me sees the Father. And there's nothing in our Lord's human heart which is more precious to him, is more preoccupying him than to make the Father known. That's what I want to do. Because when you know this Father, you're free. You know you have a Father. You know who God really is. And that sets you free. Our Lord told us just the other day, remember? The Father's always with me. That's the sense, you see. Well, this conflict goes on. We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free? See what the revelation, you see? Oh, see, these dumb Jews here. No, it's not. It's us. I would like, you know, a respectable amount of freedom and comfort, but I don't want to be a fanatic. Jesus is saying, I'm a fanatic. You know, I'm ready to pour out all my blood for you. I want you to know the Father. Then he points to the meaning of the freedom that he's speaking about. Amen, amen, which is revelation. Amen, amen. I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. The freedom is freedom from sin. And this is a living power. The truth. When we get to Easter, and we'll be there pretty soon now, all Easter season we read the first letter of John after we get started. And in there we have the same teaching. There it's called the anointing. A slave does not remain in the household forever, but a son always remains. And now, listen. So if the Son sets you free, he's moved from truth to Son. Why? Because he is the revelation of the Father. And so he says, you see, the Son frees you, then you will be truly free. Because the Son is the truth. I know that you are descendants of Abraham. But you are trying to kill me because my word finds no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. And I think there's a misprint here, then do what you have heard from the Father. And it goes on, our father is Abraham. If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you're trying to kill me. Do you understand how the church is trying to teach us what are the real issues in the death and resurrection of Jesus? Huh? The truth. And this is here as we start moving toward really meditating on, entering into the passion and resurrection, you see. Listen to me. There's one, if I have time. I talk fast, I have time. Why does our Lord say, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own. He sent me. The perfect communion between the Father and the Son. In that, because we're going right on with this same text tomorrow, the gospel I already read, I'll read it again. You see, there he says, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. That's a very old Jewish tradition. That as Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac, the heavens opened up and he saw God's plan and he saw the day of the Messiah and he rejoiced. And that's what our Lord's referring to in this text. You see how the church is trying to invite us to go deeper mentally, but then spiritually. You could read this and say, ah, this is for theologians. I think I'll read something else. Don't do that. The Holy Spirit will open this up for you. And you will know the truth. That revelation of the Father. There's nothing beyond the Father. There's nothing greater. There's nothing behind him. There's nothing. He's it. And knowing him, even in this life, you see, is freedom. Freedom from fear. Freedom from sin. And that's what's promised us.